Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday book discussion. I just wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow is our last Coffee and Books event for 2024. Join us from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour of entertaining book discussion with authors Abby Downey, Jody Basie, and Karen Whitmire. You can sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events. Pre-orders for Unwavering Faith are now open along with lots of fun merchandise, so head on over to literaryescape.com/shop to pre-order your items today. And we have several fun announcements coming your way over the next few weeks, so be sure to sign up for our newsletter at literaryescape.com/newsletter to stay in the know. Let's jump into this week's Christmas novella discussion of I'll Be Home for Christmas by Sarah Sundin.
Abigail's brother Pete is a fire pilot hero returned from European theater in Sarah Sundin's I'll Be Home for Christmas, trying to recapture the hope and peace his time at war has eroded when he encounters a precocious little girl in need of Pete's friendship. Can he convince her widowed mother that he's no longer the bully she once knew?
All right, so can I, let me just show the cover. So this is where Treetops Glisten. There's actually three novellas in here on the same family, and we chose to read Sarah Sundin's because we had her on the podcast earlier this year. But I did read all three. I think you read all three as well.
I read the first and second one.
Did you read
all three? I read all three.
They're all good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed all of them. But we're just going to talk about hers, and this was interesting because I would have never pictured her hero being a bully when he was younger, but man, he wasn't a very nice kid.
No, he wasn't.
What are your thoughts on that?
Especially after reading the first story and learning about the family, and then you read this one, you're like, oh my word, he was really bad.
Yeah.
You know, it shocked me. It did.
Anybody else?
You sound like a little terrorist, like a little rotten. And didn't he almost get the dad arrested?
Of his friend?
Yeah, of his friend, the brother of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be really hard to get over.
But he really spiraled out of control well before, and then he feels guilty for his brother's death well. That did not help situations. But then, because I just feel like he's such a sweet and gentle man now.
Yes.
Yes.
So what did you think about her daughter?
She was hilarious. She reminded me a lot of my Hansi. Like, he's a little wild man.
Mm-hmm.
So...
because she was always out and just like...
Yeah, the wandering scared me. I was I wouldn't know what to do.
Like a handful. She was a handful.
A handful with the wandering is... Yes. Which he doesn't wander, but like... But I remember when Teddy went to the library when he was little, he wanted to go and his dad wouldn't take him. So he just goes by himself. And I remember how scared I was just hearing about it. And I'm like...
Even though you live close to the library.
We do. Still. We live right across the parking lot. But it's still like just, my kid's across the street.
Yes.
Now I'm like, oh, you can go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when he was only like three when he did it. So I was.
Oh my. Yeah.
And that's what I think this little girl is, barely, what, five or six is what I was picturing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She says the age, but that was what I was picturing in my head. And I'm like, to be in a big city. Yeah, that was scary.
Crossing the road.
Crossing the road and
yeah,
department stores and just, I don't know. I know it's a different time period, so, you know. So but there's still creepy people back then, you know.
Like, oh, yeah. It's just you hear about it more because now. It's easy to get news out faster. That's the only difference.
But, yeah.
I wouldn't say that's the only difference. It just seems to magnify it. But I love, too, that this is taking place in Lafayette, Indiana. Big Boilermaker fans here. I don't know about the rest of you. Jessica could care less.
I mean, I've been to the university twice as a tour with the school. I mean, it's a nice university.
Yeah.
You know. But I wouldn't say I'm a big Boiler fan, but, you know.
We are Boiler fans, right, Mother? You're a Boiler fan too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Purdue.
Boiler up.
Okay, Boiler up.
I don't know, Tiff, what are you?
I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
I do whatever Teddy does. Like, if he likes I think he likes IU, though, because he went to IU, too, with his teacher. I'd be wrong. Sorry, Ted, if I'm wrong, but because he listens to our podcast. But I know he's a Bears fan, so we're more football and, like, Cubs. Like, we're more Bears pro. And Cubs, yeah.
More pro than
college. I think it's more, like, Notre Dame, I think, is what he likes, too.
Oh, that's worse than IU.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Well, right now, my favorite college is Trine. So, but I heard that they don't have a very good team, but I don't know. I don't go to watch her, so I'm sorry.
It's Trine because...
Because my daughter,
Luke is there. Okay, so Teddy listened to this podcast?
He does, yep.
Teddy, you're so wise for listening to this podcast. Now, you need to be a Purdue fan. You need to boiler up, son.
Oh, I'm going to guess she's going to keep that in there.
Right.
But the funny thing is, so we grew up, Dad is a Boilermaker fan, but Dad's more into the pro than the college, but he's always been a Purdue fan. Then I married into a big Purdue family.
I wondered where you got it, because I don't remember.
And then when I went to college, remember IPFW? I graduated with an IU degree.
See, mine was a Purdue degree. Like,
what? So
that's weird.
Dad was like, the guys at the shop keep asking me where you're going to college, and I have to, like, mumble and walk away. I'm ashamed that you're going to have an IU degree. I'm like, me too, Dad. I don't even display the degree.
Oh, gosh.
I just you should be proud away. That you got a degree.
I have a degree. I have a bachelor's in education. I am proud that I have that, but I can't put it up. And then one of my dear friends that I ended up getting to teach with her for a few years, we went to IPFW together. We met at college. And she's like, she bought me an IU shirt. And she goes, you are going to wear this at least once because you are graduating with an IU degree. And I was like, oh, no. I cannot do that. So my dad's ashamed to tell people at work where
I thought your degree had said Purdue on it. Like, you could...
No, you have to go whatever school it was under.
Yeah. And the education program there was under IU.
The nursing was under Purdue. Yeah.
So even though I'm a big Purdue fan, I do not hold a Purdue degree. I hold an IU degree and a Ball State degree. And it hurts to say that. Little bit.
And it's funny because IU's not even there anymore. It's just
Purdue.
Is it just Purdue now?
Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
But you know, I am not going back to college.
No.
I'm done with that part of my
life. Is your Ball State a master's?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yes, and I debated going for a doctorate and then I went, nah. I just get tired of writing papers. I'll write novels left and right, but put make me write nonfiction and I'm like, torture. All right, back to the book.
We keep getting off subject.
I loved the grandmother. What did you guys think about the grandmother?
Oh, she was hilarious. She lived there with her cat. I liked her.
She, I read all the stories, so I just love the fact, too, that she's, like, she has experience coming out very young out of the Civil War, living mm-hmm. through World War One, and now she's her grandkids are going through World War Two. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, coming, she was a child, very young. If okay. you read the beginning, Jessica, you said you read it.
I don't remember the Civil War.
Yeah, she makes a mention of that. Oh, and then okay. She is a woman that has had a very interesting uh-huh. life all the way through. But yeah, she's super sweet. I love all the things that he does for mm-hmm. The little girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know why names have left me, so Lenny. I apologize.
Lenny.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
She's in the Christmas gift he makes for her.
Mm-hmm, that was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. I loved
she was
it.
So happy.
And you know what I just realized? On our first two books, we didn't share any of Jamie's notes. Do you want to share her thoughts on this? Jamie likes to take lots of notes, and she wanted to be here, but she is taking one of her kids to Ball State today.
Mm. Okay. So, Christmas Danger.
We already talked about that.
Oh, okay.
We're on Sarah Sutton.
Look at all her notes.
yeah. Okay, so Jamie said, another great story. I did get frustrated with Grace, stubborn, unforgiving woman. I love the lessons on giving, even when you're empty, give. Lenny was spunky. Remind me of some moments with my kiddos. I didn't catch the page number, but when the book talks about now how all three of them had holes in their hearts and all three of them had tried to fill those holes with each other. Rely on God to fill you and give so others can fill you as well.
I do remember them talking about it because remember the relationship falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they all realized like I was trying to fill the hole. The God-sized hole that we all have mm-hmm. with somebody else instead of with God. And then they were able to come back together. I would agree that Grace was stubborn. But I think it was also to protect herself and mm-hmm. her daughter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As well. But it was a very sweet love story mm-hmm. in the end. Any other thoughts on... Again, I was just so thrilled that all of those novellas took place in Indiana.
Yeah. Yes. You don't get very many in Indiana. So. No. And it's a town you recognize. Lafayette, mm-hmm. you know Purdue. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know Purdue.
Yes, we do.
All right. What would you rate the romance level?
Espresso.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there was a lot.
Mm-hmm. I would say espresso too.
Because when it was good and then it was bad again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Espresso.
You do espresso? So. Yeah, you're right. But I think that's just the way Sarah writes. It's there, but it's not always in your face.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say in your face, but on the steamy side. Mm-hmm. All right. And how would you rate the drama level?
Mocha?
I would go mocha to latte.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Even if it's the stuff in her head, it's a lot mm-hmm. to keep track of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Builds her own drama a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of latte, yeah.
I'd say mocha to latte, too.
Yeah.
There is a lot of drama in that one. What about the inspiration level?
Mocha.
Mm-hmm.
Mocha.
Mocha. And mystery level?
Espresso.
Yeah, there's a little bit, like when she goes wandering. But mm-hmm.
Espresso.
And suspense.
Espresso. Mm,
yeah, there wasn't much.
Only that one bit when she's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Does
mm-hmm.
it get a little... scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is... Oh, wait. We have to try a dessert. That's all right. Yeah. We have to try a Christmas treat here. Okay. What is another tradition? Jamie's not here. Do you want to try hers?
Sure.
She brought... I think this is probably tradition for everyone for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I'm missing is...
the whipped topping.
Whipped cream.
Yeah. Because really, the way I eat it is... whipped cream with a little bit of pie. Anybody else that way?
Guilty.
I can't do both ways. I like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I like but it is good, but it's so much better with
Much better with the whipped topping on it.
Okay, it is. I agree. Or, you know, it's just better to have the tub of whipped cream with a little bit.
Did you put your pie in the middle? Or just put a blender and blend it together.
You know, I used to make Cool Whip peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
For breakfast.
Oh, for cool. I did marshmallow. Marshmallow Ooh. Cream and peanut butter is really good. Wow.
And then I have a bite over here. I'll get it in a second.
Are you trying to feed her?
I know.
Shut up.
And then I used to just get rid of the bread and just mix it up in a bowl and eat it. It was delicious. Mm. It'd probably make me sick to my stomach now because it's so sweet.
The things
sweet.
You could eat when you were younger.
Mm-hmm. You cannot eat now.
That pie's good.
Very good.
Yes, it is. It's very good.
Ooh, how did this date bar get back on my phone? Oh.
Good job, Jamie, on the pie. It was good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need any whipped topping with that pie?
Mm-hmm. That one's got a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
That's good. I might take a second bite here. Yeah. Well, Tiff enjoys her date bar.
I had pumpkin, too. It was really good, Jamie. Very good.
We missed you, Jamie.
Just snuck on there.
Oh, yeah. Delish. Okay. Now I gotta get a little drink. We may have to cut and come back after eating. All right. Yes, Jamie. Absolutely delicious pie there. All right, we are back from eating delicious pumpkin pie. So, what is your overall lasso rating of I'll Be Home for Christmas?
I'm going to say 3 lassos, and Jamie said 2 lassos.
Oh. Ooh,
I said 3 lassos.
3 lassos.
Mm-hmm. I'd give it 3. I loved our hero. I loved how he interacted with Lenny.
Yes.
That was super, super sweet. Again, there's 3 novellas in there that go together. It's over the same family. You can read them separate, but I read through all of them. They're great. And, of course, we just get a big shout-out to it being in Lafayette, Indiana during World War II. And, by the way, the candy store that's mentioned in the first novella, Glatz, still exists in Lafayette, but it's now called McCord's Candies as well. Mm-hmm. So, if you're ever in Lafayette, check that out. And Purdue. Go Purdue.
I knew that was going to make it in there. I knew it.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.